Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Welcome to the Ray Lucia program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you want to call me, do it now. 844-729-7469. A pressing money question you might have? I just got a call in, and unfortunately, my pal Curtis hung up on the dude. But I do know what he wanted to talk about, and I will address it for him. If he wants to call back, that's great. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Lynn Rowe waiting in the wings. We're going to talk a little bit about what women want. No, we're not going to talk about that. We are going to talk about how women need to be planning for outliving their husbands or the man in their life. And this is an important thing for most all women to consider, since you're probably going to outlive us by 3 to 5 years. And that could be a very, not only lonely, but financially unrewarding 3 to 5 year period of time. So we'll talk with Lynn a little bit about that. Medicare open enrollment has indeed begun. She's a specialist in that particular area. So I've got a bunch of questions for her on Medicare and Medicare supplements. What happens when a sudden disability happens? We'll ask Lynn Rowe about that. But I start today with little James Brown. Yes, it is in the news. Bad feelings mar James Brown's estate. Wow, as you know, James died a few years back. And he had a pretty decent estate plan, but even decent estate plans can blow up in your face, and it's all the more reason why you must do some really, really good, tight financial and estate planning. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program, and we're starting it out right now. Wow, I feel good. Thank you very much for that, Curtis. You made up for it. All right, so Mary Moran actually wrote about this. It's a fantastic article. And we do discuss this stuff about estate planning all the time. But when it happens to someone like a James Brown, the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, it sometimes resonates a little more. And despite having a pretty decent, what appeared to me anyway, a pretty decent estate plan in place, family squabbles have endangered the philanthropic legacy he sought to leave. Okay, so James Brown actually did an estate plan back in 2000, a relatively simple one. It provided for his personal effects to be distributed to his 6 adult children for $2 million to establish a fund for the educational needs of his grandchildren, and the rest of the assets to fund the I Feel Good Trust to fund scholarships for financially needy and deserving students at schools in South Carolina and Georgia. So all really good stuff, educating his grandkids, leaving his personal effects to his children, et cetera, et cetera. So It seemed as if everything was going really smoothly until he died. 11 years after his death, his dream of using his fortune to fund scholarships appears to be in ruins, with millions spent in legal and fiduciary fees, not a single penny so far used for the educational purposes that Brown intended. This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy when the lawyers get involved and the fiduciaries get involved and everybody's getting paid except the people you want the money to go to. And it does speak to some of the things I'll be speaking with Lynn Rowe about when we get to stuff like life insurance and so forth. It's just so much easier. You name a beneficiary, they get the money. There's not a whole lot of fighting over it because it's by contract. It's not left up to some judge to figure out for you because some wording was nebulous. When I die, I name my kids as beneficiary, period. Unmarried when he signed the documents, Brown included a provision that he was intentionally not providing for any past, current, or future wives, or for any children other than the 6 named children. Brown's will also had a no contest clause, which states that any beneficiary who challenges the terms of the will or trust in court would be disinherited. This common inclusion is meant as a rattlesnake to scare off potential challengers. Even with all of this, James Brown's estate has been basically looted by the fiduciaries and the attorneys and the legal fees. And 11 years after his death, it still goes on. I want to discuss estate planning with Lynn Rowe. It happens to be an area that she focuses on, and insurance and Medicare subs. And when she stops by, we will discuss this with her and how important it is for individuals, in particular women, to do planning. But let's head out to Orlando, Florida, one of my favorite places, and visit with Michael, who did call back. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling us back. Sorry that Curtis hung up on you.
I didn't know if it was Curtis or Kevin, but I do appreciate you taking the call.
No, it was indeed Curtis, and we'll out him publicly in front of the millions that are listening. No, it's my pleasure. How can I help you today, my friend?
Regarding inherited IRAs, a parent had bennied the daughter of an IRA, and she's 44 years old. And the question is, I understand she can take it over a 5-year period or, based on her age, a lifetime receiving of that funds. And I wanted to know, is there a way to avoid that? Can it be Benny be put in a trust? Is basically we're looking, trying to avoid receiving.
The only thing that she can do is disclaim it. Was there a contingent beneficiary, a secondary beneficiary?
I do not believe so, as it's a only child.
Yeah, it's not likely unless, there was a contingent or a secondary beneficiary. The primary could just say, hands off, I don't want it, and it would go to the next beneficiary in line. But I'm not sure that solves the problem either. Is the reason she doesn't want to take it because she doesn't want to take the income tax hit?
Well, because she's so young, the distribution based on age is just a few dollars. So I was wondering if there was a way, because it's as 44 years old, she's going to be draining it until she's 60, God knows what.
Well, yeah, she'll be draining it over the course of her life expectancy, no doubt, and that number is probably 3-4%. How much of the inheritance is there? How much is in the IRA that she's inheriting?
It's around 220.
Yeah, so, I mean, she'll probably have to take, $8,000-$10,000 out per year. Have you figured out the calculation? I haven't looked at the life expectancy tables. It was probably 3-4%, right?
Yes.
So it is annoying. Does she have a 401k plan at her work?
She has an individual 401k, a unique.
She's a self-employed individual.
Yeah, 1099.
Okay. So is she maxing that out? Is she putting the maximum into the solo 401k?
She is not, I believe.
Okay, so here's a solution. If she's getting $10,000, we'll make the numbers up, and required minimum distributions, because there is no way around it. She's either going to take the money out over 5 years, you got that one spot on, or she takes it out incrementally based on her life expectancy. She takes the money out of the inherited IRA, that's $10,000. She increases her 401k pre-tax contribution by $10,000. She's at a wash from a tax standpoint. It's just going through the mechanics of doing the required minimum distribution calc on an annual basis. That's, Michael, the best that I can do for you. And I do have to go to a break. I thank you so much for calling us back. I really appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll check in with Lynn Rowe on what kind of strategies women can utilize to help plan for the actuarial fact that they will outlive their husbands. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Be right back. Come on.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303-4607.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, if you're feeling a little bit like you wanting to jump back and kiss yourself, it's only because I am talking about James Brown, who died in 2006, and he actually put together a pretty decent estate plan. He had provisions in his plan that he was intentionally, he put this in the language in the trust, intentionally not providing for any past, current, or future wives or for any children other than the six named children, and it had a no contest clause. So you would think that's ironclad, ironclad. But then he gets married later on to somebody named Heine. And I think that's probably what he's calling her right now from rock and roll heaven. That's a heck of a band up there. Yeah, we got to play that song later, Curtis. Anyway, since his death in 06, the legal squabbles over his estate involved over 90 lawyers and several lawsuits consisting of more than 4,000 pages. And despite her prior waiver of her rights, Heine contested the will and trust. She and five of his six children claimed the estate was invalid because Brown signed the documents as a result of undue influence. It didn't say he was under the influence, but that was highly likely as well. Joining me on the show, someone that knows a lot about this, who's had personal experience in helping people get their estates together. Lynn Rowe, our tiny dancer's here. How you doing today?
Good morning, Ray.
Were you a James Brown fan?
I was.
I did. I loved the guy. I just thought he was so, so talented.
Very talented.
Amazing.
Very talented.
And, of course, he, like many of the stars, had issues with substance and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then he tragically dies. Mm-hmm. And all of this stuff comes out to roost later on. And all the stuff he wanted to do, pay for his kids, his grandkids' education, leave money in a I Feel Good trust fund for underprivileged children in Georgia and South Carolina. None of that, 11 years later, has happened. But the attorneys have gotten paid. The fiduciaries have gotten paid. But even his kids haven't gotten anything yet.
You know, Ray, you used a word earlier that just my eyebrow shot up, because there's no such thing when you get attorneys involved, particularly in estate plans, as the word ironclad. It just doesn't exist, because ironclad simply means that they're going to fight, and they're going to fight even harder and longer and charge.
You know, when you have spouses and prior spouses and kids from prior marriages and all that, which unfortunately is our culture to a large extent today, you've got to be extra specially careful in the plan design. Now, I brought up something that you and I have discussed before on more than one occasion. Why not just take some of the money that you have amassed while you are alive and figure out a minimum amount that you want to guarantee to go to your... I actually have an email on this coming up in just a little bit. You want to guarantee that X amount's going to go to the kids or the grandkids or the spouse or whatever,
yes, sir,
and put it in a contract, like a life insurance policy, with a named beneficiary.
That is an excellent idea. In fact, Ray, you and I think on the same planes on this, because that's the one thing at death that is ironclad. To the extent that that beneficiary designation says, when it comes to the estate plan, I don't care. I'm going to the person on whose name is on that line that says beneficiary.
And when it's questioned, the judge looks at the beneficiary designation and
too
says,
bad, too sad.
Sorry, Charlie. We've had this with spouses and ex-spouses and so forth, contesting a life insurance policy. We've seen it many, many times before. And I don't know of a judge that says, well, wait a minute. You know, he wasn't in sound mind when he, you know, named this benefit.
Not
you know what?
Happen.
I'm sure there are cases to the contrary, but by and large, when you name somebody as a beneficiary on a title, a deed, or whatever, that usually suffices.
Well, most life insurance policies are going to involve a physical of some kind. They're going to get your medical records. They're going to come back and say this person is competent, incompetent, whatever. I mean, those records are going to, you know, verify the fact that you made a decision at the appropriate time of your life. And bring up a good point, and that is if somebody remarries and they want to change their beneficiaries and they don't want it to go to a former spouse, this is where you need to review your life insurance plans with a professional on a regular basis to make sure the beneficiary designations are exactly the way you want them.
Yeah, and in many instances, as we've talked on this program, when you name someone as a beneficiary on your 401k or your retirement plan, keep in mind, it doesn't matter who you named, because under federal law, your spouse becomes the automatic beneficiary of your 401k. So you could have $1 million there, and you could have five kids and say, you know what? I'm naming my five children as beneficiary. And then you get swept off your feet, get married in Vegas. I think you have to be married for a year for this to go into effect. I don't know that for certain. I'm not a lawyer. But yeah, exactly. Go to Vegas and you go to the drive-through Elvis wedding chapel. And you know, a year later you croak and the woman or man you may have picked up or married gets all the money and your kids get squat.
There's a way around that, of course, and that is for the spouse to sign off and say, I don't want to be the beneficiary. I know that he or she is not going to name me as the beneficiary. They can sign off on that.
Yeah, they have to sign a waiver.
I've
had in the past clients faced with that dilemma. And the truth of the matter is, I can't recall one instance where that worked out.
I've had a couple of situations where the spouse actually signed off because they each said, you know what, this is both of us, it's a second marriage, and I want mine to go to my kids, and I want mine to go to my kids. And they both said, yeah, that's
fair. That works out pretty good if they both have assets.
Yeah.
But if I've got money and you got nothing, and we both have kids,
it ain't good.
It ain't good. life insurance is a good solution. Okay, yeah. I want to cover this with you because I was reading this article by Jean Chatsky, How Women Can Plan for Outliving Their Husbands, and I thought of you. Here's what she said. Some 80% of married women outlive their husbands, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Unfortunately, that death brings with it another stressful event. Almost half of all women who wind up widows say they wish they would have taken a more active role in their finances when their spouses were alive. It sounds like you preaching to the choir some years ago when we first met.
I tell you, when I'm talking to a client and he says, well, she delegates everything to me anyway, or vice versa, you know, he doesn't want to know anything about it, I'll dig in my heels sometimes. I'll just dig in my heels and say, you know what? If you were hit by a bus today, since you've handled everything, how are they going to know anything? Where do they begin? They don't even know. So let's have a meeting and let's go over everything.
All right, so we're going to finish talking about this coming up. And then also, the Medicare open enrollment period has begun.
Yes.
And you're the only person I know that has great expertise in that area. I need to learn, so you're here to teach me.
Okie dokie.
I think you did send me an email the other day, too.
I sent you, yes.
Yeah, it was very informative.
Lots of wonderful.
Yeah, if you want an email from Lynn, go to iwantmyltc.net. I can assure you they're not short and sweet, but they're also very, very effective and quite informative. 877-270-3127. That's her telephone number. She's one of the best in the biz. Stick around for more with Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise Liberty HealthShare.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
So if you are a woman, the high likelihood is you will outlive your male counterpart 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Lynn Rowe joins me, a certified financial planner who focuses her attention on women and long-term health care and Medicare and estate planning and all of the stuff that we have been discussing. Lynn, let me just read some of the headlines from Gene Chatsky, who wrote about this just the other day. How women can plan for outliving their husbands. First, start the conversation now. Next, make sure you have emergency money stashed aside. Establish a relationship with a financial advisor. Practice the day-to-day plan just in case. Create a what-if budget and check your credit. I can think of about 20 other things, but what strikes you?
Well, Ray, I mean, the whole thing is a fire drill. You have to do the fire drill if you want to know where the exits are when you're in the middle of emotional crisis, which is a fire or the loss of a spouse. I mean, I can't think of anything more emotionally distressing than losing your spouse. And under those circumstances, you're not thinking clearly for at least a year about many things. So what you need is just like drill, plan already in place. You know what bills need to get paid. You know what resources you have. You know that you have health care. You know that you have long-term care. You know that you've got,
an income. Well, you got to spend money. I mean, it costs money to pay for death, number one. Secondly, two Social Securities now go down to one.
Yep.
Pension plans may get cut or may go away in total. You have one taxpayer instead of two, so taxes may be higher. I mean, there's a lot of things that individuals have to plan for.
And nothing bothers me more than hearing the words, "She'll be all set." I'm sorry, but I have a problem with that when you know, it's that cavalier to say, you know, everything is fine. You don't know everything is fine until you start putting a pencil to it.
So if I said, "Don't worry about it, Melania will be fine," you wouldn't, would you give me a bit?
I think she'll be just fine.
Okay, so there you go. I just wanted to call you on that. I think Melania is going to be just fine in a number of different ways, by the way.
She's fine.
But I think he's way too spunky to die early anyway, but that's a different story.
Another story.
You are correct. Let's talk about decisions that need to be made right now, because Medicare open enrollment is on until December the 7th.
Yep.
What do people need to know?
Well, the first thing they need to know is that they have a Medicare supplement. The idea that you shouldn't have a Medicare supplement, I think, is foolhardy, because that means that you are completely responsible for your doctor's bills, and that's just crazy. A Medicare supplement is going to pick up the portion of the hospital bill that Medicare doesn't pay to a certain limit, and it's going to pay the same thing with doctor bills. It's going to pay those doctor's bills, and that's Part B will pay part of the doctor's bills, and then your Medicare supplement will pick up the rest. I have seen the bills come in for my brother. I can't begin to tell you how I just so appreciate the Medicare supplement that he has in place now to pay. I mean, the bills are huge. Huge, and you just can't know until you start seeing.
What do you need to know about the various plans? Because I get pitched by, a lot of associations and so forth with different Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplemental insurance plans. What's the best?
You know, there isn't a best, Ray. There is what's best in your situation, and the only way you can find that out is to do a little research. I sent Ray, for example, this week, a list of the different types of Medicare plans, the generic types of Medicare plans, A, or Medicare supplement plans, A through L. And many times people will say, well, this one's the best and this one's the best and so on. If you want to cut your costs down, there are certain plans that are going to do that in terms of the premium. But then you have to put a pencil to it and find out what's your bill going to end up being in the long run. Are you going to end up paying more? So with open enrollment, you have the chance now to do a little comparing. And then we do side-by-side, apples for apples, shopping with the different carriers to see what their costs are and what they will do.
And is all of this guaranteed issue? Do you have to pass a medical exam, that sort of thing?
During the open enrollment, you can switch.
So you can do a switcheroo.
Yes, sir.
Medicare Advantage typically is a no-cost sort of a situation.
It's a no-cost for the person going in to see the doctor. It, in some instances, can be restrictive. Some people don't like it because it is, in some instances, restrictive. They like the idea of going to other doctors, not having to go through the gatekeeper kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's important. And in my particular case, I signed up for Medicare Advantage, and I quickly dropped it because, well, I don't want to say it on the air. Let's just say that I dropped it because the person that I was attempting to communicate with, I could not communicate with. It was impossible to get anything done. And, of course, as you say, if you decided you wanted to go to a cardiologist that you were referred to, that's the top-notch, you know, from the DeBakey Clinic, you may not have the opportunity to go to that. It doesn't mean the other ones were bad. It's just I like choice.
Yeah.
I like choice.
Flexibility.
So you're pitching me a Medicare sup on the air, right?
Try doing that.
So how do I decide which one, A through L?
You know, A through L, and I don't want to get into the weeds on this on the air, but there are different levels of participation in the bill. Some will cover your deductible. Some won't cover your deductible. Some will cover all but your deductible plus 20%. I mean, you have to look at that and, again, try to figure out what are my actual expenses. If you're seeing doctors, you don't want something that's going to give you 20% of that bill.
Do these cover prescriptions and all that stuff, too?
It's a different plan.
So there's a different plan for prescriptions and drugs. Mm-hmm. I do have one of those plans.
Yeah, it's a standalone.
And I have found that by spending the money, I think it's like $30 a month or something.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I save that every time I go to the pharmacy because, you know, with my little heart thing, I'm on, you know, several meds.
Yeah, that's a standalone plan, and it's definitely
fantastic.
Advisable.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I really encourage you to get a hold of Lynn if during this open enrollment period you want to do some of that shopping. 877-270-3127, or just shoot her an email. Go to her website, iwantmyltc.net. What's LTC stand for?
Long-term care.
So that is also an area of your specialization. I've been reading a lot about that. I just read about a major long-term care provider being purchased by the Chinese. What's your feeling about that?
Well,
happens to be the company that has my long-term care policy. Am I going to have to go to China to get taken care of?
I think they are going to be committed to continuing without any kind of interruption the kind of care that they were providing previously.
This is a big company.
It's a huge company.
So you're not concerned about that?
I am guardedly optimistic.
But you're not suggesting that I change carriers?
No.
Because my plan is actually pretty darn good.
You couldn't touch it, Ray.
I couldn't touch it with
a 10-foot
pole. I
have a couple right now I'm talking to in South Carolina that have $9,000 a month in benefits.
Wow.
$9,000 a month, and their premium is going up by 11%, but it's scheduled to go up a total of 160% over the next 10 years. And I said, I hate to tell you this, but it's a good deal.
The 160% increase is probably still a better deal.
Better deal.
And when you consider the statistics there, 9,000, what is that? Like 10 grand, 120, 115, whatever, $1,000 per year for each of them. They get that money back in like a year.
Right. And they got these policies a skillion years ago. So they got the 5% compound and the shared care and blah, blah, blah.
So they've got all the good stuff.
All the goodies. But at the same time, the cost of care in their area is about $98,000 a year.
Wow.
So they're ahead of the game. So I said, let it go, and eventually you might want to take the 5% and back it off to a 3.
That would save them some premium. So this is why you need the. I mean, Gene Chatsky wrote about this. You need a relationship with a financial advisor. I know there's a lot of movement out there to go robotic, okay, with your investments and all that stuff. God bless you if you want to do that. But robots can't help you with this kind of stuff. So go to iwantmyltc.net. As I've said many times before, she usually doesn't bite. And if you're on the phone, it's kind of hard for her to bite you. So call her, 877-270-3127. It's been 10 years since she bit me. Figuratively speaking, not literally.
It's because you've been behaving.
But I'm glad I did what you told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That I am glad. And now I've got to figure out this Medicare sup thing. So we'll have to have you buy me lunch one day.
Call me.
And do the full pitch. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. We have emails coming up next. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Don't go away.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, we got the show on for sure, and I'm doing my best to get my game on, fellas. I truly am. A special thank you, by the way, to Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I want my LTC.net. She handles all of this stuff when it comes to life insurance. We talked about that and how James Brown could have possibly solved some of his estate problems by just simply having a life insurance policy and naming the kids as a direct beneficiary. Would have solved a lot of problems. And you can do the same thing. You know, sometimes it's just better to take some of the money that you've amassed and move it on. I've got an email on you that. I'll see if I get to it this show. I don't know which order it is, but I know I did have an email on Second to Die Life. Long-term care insurance, who should get that? Health savings accounts, you know, they're in the news with Trump trying to solve the health care issue. And right now with open enrollment, Medicare supplemental policies, Medicare Advantage plans, all of this stuff. I mean, I get bombarded by AARP and all that. And Lynn is one of those specialists that she handles AARP plans and so forth. So check her out. I want my LTC.net. All right, hit it, fellas. Let's see if we can get to a couple of these emails. All right, first we have Jim. Ray, love the show. Well, thank you, Jim. I happen to love your show as well. With the market at record highs, should I start value averaging my all stock allocation? First things, what is value averaging? Well, the way I have described value averaging on this program before is you create, if you will, a basic expectation for what you want your portfolio to do. So let's say that James had this conversation with me 5 years ago. James, what do you expect your all stock allocation? And by the way, that may be a little too risky for James. I don't know. But let's just pretend that he's 35 or 40 years old and all stock allocation is fine because he's already got an emergency fund and so forth. So James, if you expect your portfolio to do 10%, and you look back and you've done 15% since then, well, you're overweight in stock by 5% a year times, 5 years or whatever. So you may be 25, 30% overweight. So should you reallocate? Yes, in my opinion. Now, do you want to remain in all stock allocation? If you do, then reallocate from those accounts that have done poorly to those accounts, those accounts that have done well to those that have done poorly. For example, your technology, and large cap domestic stocks have done stellar. Your international stocks and your emerging market stocks have done horrible. So you should more than likely load up on the bad stuff, because the bad stuff typically ultimately becomes good stuff. It's a way to diversify. Now, the other thing that I would mention to Jim is this. There's no reason to be greedy here. The market is at record highs. Valuations are as high as they've been historically. Only twice have they been higher. So it probably is a decent idea, since you've done so exceptionally well over the last, you know, since really 2009, scraping a little bit of the cream off the top, probably not a bad idea. So I would, in fact, rebalance amongst the stocks in my account, and I probably would have some money on the sidelines to take care of whatever income needs I have. Now, for example, what happens, Jim, if you lose your job tomorrow and the market crashes all at the same time? Does that mean you're going to be tapping into your stock portfolio that's down 20, 30, 40, 50%? Or do you have enough other money on the sidelines to take care of you? How long? You might need 5 to 7 years of income to satisfy a recovery period. It's usually 36 months is what it takes to get back to even after a major bear market. So 3 years at a bare minimum, I would have 5 to 7 years because I happen to be a tad more conservative than that. All right, Sandy. Oh, this is the email that I wanted to get to. My husband and I are in our 70s. I've heard you talk about leaving money to your grandkids through a life insurance policy. Should we consider something like that, or would it be too expensive? Well, expensive is a relative term, Sandy. If you have spare cash flow, you could probably leave your grandkids a nice, handsome sum after the second of you die. You buy what is called a survivorship life insurance policy. And yeah, it's expensive, but relative to what? If you both die by the time you're 80 years old, it probably represents a 7, 8, 9% tax-free return on your money. So was it expensive or a really good investment? If you die when you're 90, it probably represents a 5% tax-free investment. So can you go out and buy 5% tax-free municipal bonds that are guaranteed to mature in, say, 15 years at a 5% yield? Probably not. Not a triple A tax-free muni. And what happens if you died in a car crash, the both of you, 2 years from now? The munis are just worth what you put in plus 10% more. So I think this does make a lot of sense. You can name them as beneficiaries. You don't have fights with their parents, their, you know, whatever, spouses. That's important to note, by the way, that if I inherit money in the form of a life insurance policy and I am married, even in a community property state, those life insurance proceeds are protected in the event of a divorce. They are my sole and separate property unless I do something to make them quasi-community property, like put all that money in a joint bank account. So if you're worried, Sandy, about leaving money to your grandkids, and your grandkids are probably, I don't know, in their teens, I would imagine, you might need to set up some kind of a trust where a trustee watches over the money until they're of majority age. But then they would have that money. It would be their sole and separate property and protected from their spouse in the event they get a divorce. Oh, Lord, there's so much to talk about in so little time. I'm out of it. If you want me, you got me. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Email me. Make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.